Oh, low pump. Yeah. So I was go last week, and I was a millionaire. Yeah.
Huh?
Ooh, ooh. What's up, millionaire?
What's up, millionaire? Good morning.
If you rich, put your bust.
Shout out, welcome, Hedge. On this ice cold Columbus Day morning. Pray for good streams. Hey, if the stream goes out, give it 5 minutes. Pray for good streams. Having a lovely morning over here. I hope you're having a lovely morning as well. We had a lovely weekend. Of course, the Conor McGregor-Lalib fight, which Joe Rogan is calling iconic. Specifically, the jump kick that guy did over the cage into the poor man's head, into the man's skull. Iconic. That's what he said. We'll show you that in a second. I wanted to open the show with my favorite video. This might have gotten lost on you. You might have not seen this. When did this release, Jules? Was this Friday?
Yeah, I saw it on the weekend.
Ooh, Friday. I don't know why I love this video so much. You know, we're not a show that just plays some goofy videos, but this one is really great. This is an SJW. Okay. You know these people? He was just protesting on the corner. He is an pro-abortion guy, right?
Seems like it.
Okay, and he is freak K. Don't give this one away if you know what happens. Okay, this is not a Tom Segura-esque bit, but man, I really need this to kick off my morning, okay? So we'll show Christina P. this and we'll see what she says.
I don't like when people get involved in physical violence.
This was a better kick. Oh, damn it, I just blew it. This is better violence than the violence you saw at that stupid fight.
More
the UFC.
More iconic.
And I want the UFC shut down, by the way. I want it closed down. Okay? So check this out. They're on a street corner. And we're going to be looking at the kid in the purple with the tight buns. That's a guy. Here we go. Oh, wait. Ooh, man, and he is jacked up. You could tell. Look at him. Look at that stance. You could already tell he's wired. Okay, here we go. You're gonna love this vid. One of my favorites. Okay.
It's hard to confuse everybody.
But still, it's better to be. You want to kill him with kindness, remember?
That's right. What?
Ooh, look at him.
He's they actually filming. Have people filming you the whole time. Cool. Which is why I say kill with kindness.
Guess what? Hey.
Destruction of private property. It's against the law.
If somebody gets raped.
Oops, sir.
By somebody. And they're like, I'm a 16-year-old and I can't have this baby. Think you should keep it?
It's a baby. Yeah. If someone was raped and she gave birth and she decided to kill her 3-year-old child.
Watch this. Bam!
Take your phone.
The kicker! Did you see that? Here, I'll show you one more time. Look how he gears up. I didn't see this coming at all. You know, she's talking to him. He seems okay. He seems like he's having a fun time. You know, seems like he's having a good day.
Look at that old man in the back with the sign.
Abortion. Wow, the old man is actually holding a sign that says abortion kills children. I think somebody handed that to him while he was walking by. So watch this again. She's saying, she's calmly stating what she believes. And he kind of just gets ready. He's doing a couple bounces. And I'm going, what's he doing there? And then he does one of the highest kicks I've ever seen right to her phone.
She decided to her 3-year-old child.
Boom! There it goes. Cops! Cops! Shout outs. Love that guy. Crowder confronts. Hey, welcome to Red Bar. We got some scoops for you guys this morning, man. All of them. All your favorites. We got a giant Melton scandal. Patrick Melton from Nobody Likes Onions. Huge scandal. As you saw during the pre-show, do we have some sort of fight with a new guy? Do we have a new guy? Is his name Ben Glebe? We might have a new guy. Sorry, son of a bitch. Oh, shit. Yeah, give him a prize. I need Crowder to confront this guy. Yeah, that is an iconic kick. Look what Joe Rogan posted. I hope you guys all saw the fight. Do we have a recap of the end of the fight? Is there like a video?
I can find one, I'm sure.
Conor McGregor lost, by the way, which has been overshadowed by this mass chaos that took place at the end of the fight, of course. And I'm really disappointed because, I don't know, if you were like, in my inner circle, you would have heard, oh man, Mike really wants Conor to lose. You know, I was so sickened by all of his tough talk and then that fight with Floyd Mayweather. I'm like, oh, wow. You know, because that tough talk, that talk really, really only works. You know, we kind of wanted it to work. But you have to win in order for that kind of talk to work. So then it just got disgusting. And then when he chased the bus, I was really anti-chasing the bus. You know what I am now? I used to think stuff like that was cool. But now all I see when I see that is a man who can't control his emotions. You know, it's a fool's move to me. It's not cool to, like, flip out anymore. You know, that's not, like, cool. There might be some people who still think that's cool. Or it was like the end of the fight that we just saw here on Saturday, where you had Russians and Irish people fighting in a mall in front of a Shake Shack. You know, that's not cool to me. That actually makes me grossed out at the age of 35, believe it or not, for the sake of humanity. And then you see these guys and they got these Caesar haircuts. Some of the grossest fucking people in the country. And of course, they've got thick accents, you know, which makes it even worse. And you know what I was thinking? Furthermore, anyone who hangs out with FousiTube is also a piece of shit. You know all those Arab guys who are into media now? Why do Arab people all want to be, like, you know, part of a media company?
Yes, I run a media company. It's online. It's everything, man. It's everything, bro. Seriously. Huge.
And they're running about 17... simultaneous scheme little companies.
LLCs, bro. These are LLCs.
Those type of people I want out of America. So this is the end of the fight, this most recent clip you sent here?
Yeah.
Well, they got it on YouTube. They don't even care.
Well, it's one of those fan videos.
Come on. At this point, they've made their money. Let's put up the video.
Here,
this is a fan video.
The one Avery Schmuck sent in the chat might be good.
Wow, Avery. Okay, send that one to me. We'll compare them. Because we want a nice one, you know?
I know.
It's all we want. The cauliflower ear, the Caesar cuts, affliction tees, and bracelets. Yes, good.
Yeah, this is better.
Okay, yeah, send that over. Lock them up. Yeah, I want these people locked up, man. You know what they all look like, these people who are into this type of stuff now? They all look like people who work at those little stands in the center of the mall. You know, when you're walking through the mall, there'll be some guys like, yo, bro. Check this out. You need a new cell phone? It's like, no, I don't need a new cell phone. What do you think? I need to be cued by you to go, oh, yeah, I kind of do. We're all good on our cell phones, dude. It's not something that, like, midday, midweek, some guy barking in the middle of the mall is going to make me go, I do have the latest iPhone, but let's hear him out. Maybe there's something newer. You know, what about me looks like that I need a spur-of-the-moment new cell phone? And those are the same guys who fight at the end of these, what do they call them, conferences? No. What do they call that? They're like UFC 229, but they call it like something stupid. Really disgraceful, man. I want them thrown out of Vegas, you know. Seriously. I want them thrown out of Vegas. I want them to have to do the UFC, and I'm sorry if you're into the UFC. What I saw on Saturday was enough to make me go, wow, I kind of hate everybody who even likes this.
Expo, is that the word you're looking at?
I don't know.
Looking for?
And I apologize. Listen, man, I really can't afford to be at odds with any of you, so please give me like 100 chances if I offend you with something like that. Do not take it personally. You've actually been tricked. I'll tell you what. You guys have been tricked into thinking this UFC is like a normal mainstream thing. I am here to tell you it's not. I am here to tell you that everyone involved has kind of, missed the point here. When I saw those guys on the ground, and let's leave the gay jokes out of it. When I saw those two guys on the ground pressing for that amount of time and the look on their face, I go, this isn't right. This is mass humiliation. This is like extreme humiliation. And furthermore, I'm going to say it. MMA is not a sport, it's a fetish. Yep, it's up there with BDSM. It's bondage. It really is. It's a fetish. It's porn. It's a form of sick, masochistic sadism porn. And I truly don't want to offend you if you were suckered into believing that this was a sport. They used your aggression. They used the fact that you didn't grow up in a solid household. And they took advantage of that, and they're still taking advantage of that. And they got you hyped up, and they're exploiting your inner aggression, and they're making you scream as two men sit there. And really, here's proof that this isn't a good thing. At the end of the dude won. Khabib won, and he was stark raving mad still and had to do all that chaos. Okay, let's watch the video. You know, it shows that this is not a positive thing. Okay, this is a sick thing. Okay, yeah, this is a good clip. Thank you, Avery Schmuck. Is that really your last name? It can't be. Your last name can't be a Jewish swear. Kefta Khabibs. Mike is a bare-knuckle boxing guy. See, I think Xander really likes the UFC. He's being a little insulted here. Xander, don't get insulted. Because he made another comment earlier and he goes, hey, man, they're still going to both leave with $100 million. I'm not concerned with how much money they make. That don't impress me much. Remember that song?
Yeah.
I need a sound clip like that.
It's fucking rules.
That don't impress me much. I don't care. I mean, you know, I fought with a doctor all weekend. He makes, you know, a severe amount of money as well. Doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't matter to me. Xander, I'm sorry. You know, you were fooled into this. It's okay. We're all going to move on from this. And I guarantee there will be a time when we look back and go, can you believe they actually gave that a try, this UFC, for a while? And then people will explain to me, Mike, it's jujitsu. That's what they do. Well, then I don't like jujitsu. I think jujitsu is retarded. How about that? I don't think this is good for anyone to watch. Let's watch the end of this. I mean, it's good for us to watch. Right now, look at this man sitting on the ground like this. This is despair. This is, you shouldn't see this. This is the same thing as like seeing a beheading video. It's the same type of thing that it's doing to your body. You know, you shouldn't watch men at their very worst. Unless it's Melton. Here we go. Let's check this out. The end of the... Is there no sound to this? Or is this one of those things where I got to refresh the video 700 times to make it work? You know, and the fact that this is what Luis J. Gomez is obsessed with, you know, that really makes me sick. Is there no sound to this clip, or is that me again? Oh, it was me again.
Screaming at Dylan Danis.
Dylan Danis. You know, I don't want to hear that. Dylan Danis! Oh, yeah! Really? Shouldn't know those names. Here we go.
Look at him. Look at him screaming at the corner. He's screaming at Dylan Danis, Conor McGregor's jiu-jitsu coach. Look at him. Oh,
and
no,
now Khabib jumps
no,
the fence.
No.
Whoa!
No.
No! And he's going right at Dylan Danis! Mayhem!
Look at that.
Oh, no!
The end of humanity right there. And if you think that's cool, you're like 26.
Security has corralled Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Look at this. It's just everybody punching everybody.
Well, Khabib wasn't kidding when he said no handshake after the fight. Oh!
Then they go into the ring, and then it's another brawl.
Teammates throws a right-handed cutter. All hell has broken loose.
This is crazy.
And this.
Okay. So, and everybody involved is terrified. Dana White, terrified, because aren't they under such strict, you know, eyes anyway? You know, because people don't want this trashy sport involved. Yeah, caveman behavior. So, Joe Rogan, you know, severely shook after this. Joe Rogan, for real, is going through something right now. He's been taking L's for like 15 months. And someone brought up a good thing. I think he is trying out some sort of medication recently. Maybe he is trying out Adderall or something like that for the very first time, because Joe Rogan has been all over the place with his conflicting ideas here. Drag to desktop in a separate player. What is Cameron Malik? Hold on. I got an interruption from Cameron Malik. What is this? Drag to desktop to play in separate player. Hmm. Interesting idea, Cameron. Let me show you this Joe Rogan post. Do we have his Instagram here on this fine morning? Shout outs, welcome heads. Really, I don't want to be at odds with you guys. I'm sorry if I offended anybody. You could like that. You could like that. You don't have to listen to me. These are just my opinions. These are my first thoughts, you know? And I believe it's important to not hide how things make me feel on this show. Classic Cameron interruption. Yeah, it is a classic Cameron interruption. Who does he think he is this morning? JRE seems like the kind of guy that would take anything that anyone suggested as long it was a friend of a friend. Yeah. What is that song that I always sing? About friends of friends? I sing this to my dog.
He's a friend of a friend.
Oh, yeah. I go, Chula. He's a friend of a friend. Chula. Oh, yeah, yeah, Chula. He's a friend of a friend. So you think it's going to be like a YMCA type of parody, but then it really goes off the rails there. And can you imagine being the friend of a friend of someone's dog? It's fucked up. Okay, what is this? Another angle of the kick. Yeah, I'm trying to find this Joe Rogan thing, but to be honest, Cameron Malik is super distracting me right now because he wrote drag to desktop to play in separate player, and then it shows Cameron is typing, you know, and he's the technician of this show, so it worries me when he's typing and typing away. That's a Mike original tune. Thank you so much. Yeah, you could be a friend of a friend if you try. Here's Joe Rogan. Khabib is iconic. Look at this. And this is Joe Rogan's career that he could lose. So Joe Rogan posts this bootleg photo of Khabib wearing only boxers doing a flying kick. This is what they called it, right? A flying kick. And it's, you know, this guy's going, no! No, 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 no! And Joe Rogan writes, iconic. Now, to be fair, I truly believe Joe doesn't know the meaning of the word iconic. That is the only explanation for this post. Because everyone in the comments is like, Joe, what are you doing? You know, like people are saying, no class, strip the belt and kick him out of the UFC. And I was glad to see this. It gave me some faith. You know, it seems like 99% of people are right there with me that this was a sickening display. I'm actually surprised in myself. You know, I'm the guy who wrote the song Kill All the Gays. You know, there's like scenes in that song with me mowing them down with heavy weaponry. And here I am sickened by this. And what does that say about me? I don't know. But it seems like everybody is in my corner here with this. You know, there's a few guys who really got a kick out of this. I think those people need to go to therapy. And Joe Rogan as well. Joe Rogan was very, you know, disgusted by this moment when it happened live. And then he's out of nowhere 2 days later. Iconic. Iconic, bro. Yeah. Assault. And that's what it is. I mean, it's a crime. It's a 100% a crime. I think that's what it is. It's like in 2018, when people are going down for jokes, we have no room in our brains for men getting away with physical crimes. You know, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like where I'm being banned from Twitter, I don't have room for a man jump kicking and people applauding. Okay. If I'm going down for saying the N-word is a joke, this guy needs to go to jail for a high kick. Okay. I think that's where my anger comes from. I think it's more along that line rather than, oh, the poor guy who got kicked. Yeah, because I could give a shit about this guy's skull. I want all the people involved out of this country. I don't like what it's promoting either. And you saw it afterwards in front of that Shake Shack. You want to play that video? Do we have that one? Send that one over. Because it does inspire these meatheads to be into fighting. It's the last thing those mall stand kiosk boys. That's what I'm going to start calling them. The kiosk champions of the world.
Yo, bro, you need a cell phone?
Oof, I'd like to give that guy a wireless plan of my own, if you catch my drift. Okay?
First month free.
So I don't know what that means. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Those guys, yeah, the Caesars. How else can we describe them?
Yo, bro. Family. Family and friends. That's all that matters, bro.
Get out of my country, please. Please get out of here. That's how I feel with those guys. And they're all, yeah, in their 20s. They all work in mobs. You know, they're constantly at their friends.
Celebration, man. It's a celebration for my buddy. My buddy, he runs satellite cable.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, here. Right in front of the Shake Shack, where I like to go to eat. You know. And I think this is where... Was this in Toronto? No. Because I was going to say Kid Lee. This looks like where Kid Lee runs its store out of. Muslim, yup. Kiosk class. Selling brick phone and shit. And they love hookah. Yeah, they love hookah. I would like to replace that hookah smoke with mustard gas. Uh-oh. We got a stream issue here. Hopefully it reconnects here. Remember today, if the stream pops down for a second, hang tight. Hopefully it will reconnect. And Jules, let me know if it in fact is back up and running. Do a refresh and let me know. Because I get... Ooh, do I get scared? Oh, God. And when it happens, of course, it's got to happen over and over and over again. Let's see if it's powerful enough to get through this. I am having some disconnectivity issues. If you could just comment in the chat, Jules, every time that happens. Guys, small stream hiccup. Let's see if this thing goes back up on its own. Please, please, please. Okay. And it looks like, wow, this is the longest it's been down today. Hopefully this reconnects on its own. Let me know. Okay, and we're going to just try to pretend that we're continuing here and everything's good. Yes, I know. Jules, if you could, quick as possible, calm them down in the chat because they're going crazy. Do that first. And then let me know if we are, in fact, coming back up or not or if it's going to go down. Okay. Nothing boils my blood more than this. I'll tell you that. Do not mistake my calmness for not being mad. If that makes sense. Ooh, is it going down, 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 down? Well, this happened during the pre-show, and it corrected itself. So let's give it a second. We'll actually take a quick break and see if it corrects itself, okay? And we'll be right back. With more.
Y'all know his name? Hey, yo, Mac, ladies and gentlemen. C5. Oh. Wing time. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo. Zone, 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 zone. Let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but if you ain't got a lighter, what the fuck you smoking for?
What the fuck though? Damn. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. Bang. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Bang. You a roughneck, I'm a cutthroat. You a tough guy, that's enough jokes. Damn. Then the sun die, the night is young though. The diamond still shine, in a rough hole. What the fuck though? Yeah. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go? Oh. It's a shit show, put you front row. Damn. Talking shit, bro. Let your tongue show. Money over bitches and above hoes. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside. What the fuck for? I sleep with the gun and she don't snow. What the fuck, yo? Where the love go? Trade the ski mask for the muzzle. It's a bloodbath. Where the suns go? It's a Swiss beat. That the drums go. If she's iffy, that the drugs go. If she's simply double cup toast. I got a duffel full of hundos. That the love go. Where's the uproar? What the fuck though? Damn. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. Hey. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck though? Damn. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. Hey. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Get the fuck though. Oh. I don't bluff, bro. Oh. I come out the scuffle without a scuffle. Puff, puff, bro. I don't huff though. Damn. Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke. At your front door, with a gun store. Knock, knock, who's there is how it won't go. Just the jungle, so have the utmost for the nutsos. And we nuts so, what the fuck, bro? That's where I'm from, bro. We grow up fast, we roll up slow. We throw up gang signs, she throw up dope. Dreadlock, ain't time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a con roll. Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listening to Bono, you listen to Dono. What the fuck, bro? Where the love go? Swizzy, he the chef. I like my lunch gross. Just look up, bro. That the scuds go. I see the shovel. But where did bro go? To the unknown. Only way he coming back is through his unbones. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back, now where's the love, bro? What the fuck, though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck, though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck, though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck, though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
Oh, look, on, yeah. So, I was go last week, and I was a millionaire.
Shoutouts. Huh? Let's try this again. Looks like it could have stabilized. Could go down again. If so, we'll just repeat that same drill. I guess it's not a drill. That was a real alert. Shoutouts, we are back. Nothing makes me more upset. Throws me off more than something like that. Imagine doing this and then having to worry about that. Jesus fuck. Okay, so I was going to show you this Shake Shack video, this little fight. Here are all those the kiosk brothers. And watch their behavior. I don't know where they were doing this. This could have been, you know, look at, they're all holding their cell phones. They're all wearing dress shoes with no socks. Disgusting. Wow, they really are all wearing dress shoes. Is that like a thing amongst this type of male?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, we're in Vegas, man. Put on your dress shoes. And that could be a Russian, that could be an Arab. They're all kind of combining into the same guy now. And furthermore, I kind of want Russians out of the country. You know, if Russia is so bad, like the left says, how about no more Russians in here? How about that? How about Russians and the Muslims out of the country? Yo, bro, why? We're just come here to cheat and steal. What is wrong with that? You both seem really mean. How about that? How about all the Arabs and Russians get together and they combine countries, the hot and the cold, and they create a perfect atmosphere for them all to live and battle each other day in and day out? We headbutt each other, bro. Look at this. They love this because they've just been watching their little MMA all day. This is what they've been dying to do. And listen to this song. Anybody chanting a song like this should be shot by the military. Look
like
at
always.
That guy. Whoa, no. Wow. Wait till you see this guy again in the suit. Every one of these people sells cell phones for a living. Wow, look at this, Vinny Bonaduce. Wow. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Again, the dress shoes. This is really, really weird.
They probably have like a dress code.
Yeah, but a lot of guys are wearing sneaks too.
Oh.
A dress code at the UFC.
Yeah, like,
guys,
you never know.
Doesn't matter. You could wear sleeveless t-shirts, but make sure you're wearing leather dress shoes. Loafers. We are checking everyone's shoes. You can wear a backwards snapback 8 feet tall, but make sure you are wearing loafers.
Every guy, look at that guy. He looks like he manages a movie theater.
Yeah,
look how excited he is. Look at these pieces of shit. This guy's wearing a casual outfit with a blazer. Oh my God, there's like mini Mike Fenoy over there. Seriously, almost every one of these people is my definition of an enemy. Yep, you got it. And this is what Joe Rogan leads. He's the leader of this, in my opinion. As someone said, Joe Rogan is Dana White's Red Band. That guy is wearing white jeans. I've never seen anything like it. Export them. Look at this guy. Oh, a high kick. Oh. Spitting. He's spitting on him. Fuck you. Spit. Oh, knocked out. There he goes. That's nice. Yo, bro, that's not cool. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have been here. Meanwhile, there's me back there. Yeah, can I get a Shack Jesus. Burger, fries, and no cheese on that.
I know this is hack to say, but are there any girls there at all?
No.
Or is it 100%
I know.
Men?
I was going to say that, too. There are no girls in this crowd.
I'm like trying to look for one.
Every
even.
One of these guys thinks they're the leader of their group and thinks they're the shit. Woo! Does that send? And that's what the whole arena was filled with. So if you want to be part of that, okay, by all means, be part of it. But those are my thoughts, man. I'm sickened by it. Completely disgusted. Violated, in fact. And Joe Rogan, what does he like to say? Iconic. It was iconic. He's really stupid, man. He's really fucking dumb. We've got more proof on his smarts coming up today on the wonderful Red Bar. Pray for streams. This is a Russian prison riot. No Muslim women. This is a shittier version of the Proud Boys. Yeah, this is the Proud Boys if they had access to Armani Exchange outlet stores. You know, I'm not even talking about the new stuff that comes into the Armani Exchange at the mall. These guys are going to Gurney. You know, they're taking a drive.
Yo, bro, 30% off Armani Exchange stuff from 2016.
Sweet. You look great. What is this? This Justin, Iggy Azalea not doing well. Iggy Azalea had to cancel her tour. This is just terrible. I mean, she had to cancel her album. She barely released 3 songs over the last 3 years. And now she has to cancel her tour. We were planning on going to this.
Yeah.
So
I
what
to
is the reason?
Her.
The Aussie rapper has canceled most of the day. I don't like that. The Aussie rap. It's like, what do you got? Are you in a creative writing class? Get to the fucking point. She's canceled most of the dates on her upcoming Bad Girls tour, according to Ticketmaster, as of press time. But all of the 21 dates, Minneapolis, St. Louis, Salt Lake City, and Los Angeles have been scrapped. Why?
She just said it was beyond her control.
Beyond her control, and we have no other info?
I'm sure she just didn't sell any
tickets.
Didn't
sell enough tickets.
Obviously.
This is what they do. They're constant. I've never seen this many tour cancellations in my lifetime. You know, Drake even. How many shows has Drake canceled on this tour or postponed or changed? That's outrageous. You know, people are spending close to $400 for two people to go see these shows. Maybe more. On average, you're spending about $400 to go see Drake. And he's postponing. He's canceling.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck! I almost clipped my jaw. The stream went down again. Let them know in the chat immediately. Stream is down. You guys know the drill. Let's give it 2 seconds. You know, I am so sorry. For those of you listening at home, this must be even more annoying because you're not even listening to a live show and you're hearing stuff like this. And I do. People go, Mike, why can't you just go on? Because it's mass panic when the stream goes down. You know, it really throws me off. It would be like if you were performing live at a venue and someone just kept pulling the fire alarm during your speech. I just don't know what to do. So let's see. But usually when it goes down, it's like 3 or 4 times in a row that it goes down. It looks like I could put out one segment at a time in between these downs. Mike, I wonder if someone is DD. Yes, we wonder all of the possibilities. Guys, I'm sorry, and I'm going to take it out on you too. When people try to diagnose the issue and try to help me in the chat, I don't know why it bothers me so much more. Okay, we are back up. This is going to get really exhausting for me. I'm going to let this happen three more times today. Okay, that's it. Because I can't. It really, like, each time it does it, it makes me feel like such a fool. You know, and I can't really concentrate on where I'm going. You know, this thing is like a stream of consciousness for me. It's one wave. This show's got to be one smooth surf. And every time that happens, it's like throwing a brick at my head. Okay. The guy says, because you're annoyed by it, so you don't want to hear any solutions. I get it. It's not that I don't want to hear any solutions. It's like we've been plagued with this problem for years, whether you remember that or not. And we've gone over literally, like, you have to believe me, every single possibility. And we have tried almost every single thing that we could try besides moving. So, like, when you suggest something like, this could be a deed, it's like, oh, yeah. Could it be? So, yeah, I am taking that out on you. It's not your fault. Totally not your fault. But you please trust me that we are looking into every single possibility. Okay, so she's canceled the tour. I don't give a fuck anymore. I wanted to go to that. We really wanted to go to that tour.
I know, how
we were so excited. Every tour is getting canceled, and they are doing it because they're not selling enough, and they're coming up with lies. So what happens is, you know, because that's an extreme embarrassment. It's better to cancel their tour if it's only half sold, because if they go out on stage to a half-sold concert, that's going to be all over the internet. They'll be a laughingstock, right? They'll be screwed. So I truly believe, like, when it gets to a certain date, if they haven't sold half those tickets, or if they've only sold half those tickets, they just do a quick cancel. But to me, that's crazy. I mean, people really are, you know, maybe they can't reschedule, you know, the $400. People are losing a lot of money here. Uh-oh, it's going down again. Son of a fuck. Lord Jesus Christ, give me the strength to get through this morning. I don't want to just get through this morning. I want this to be an epic time. I have some epic stuff to share with you. But every time I look up, it goes down. Okay. Are we good? I'm like terrified to get in anything. I'm telling you, man. I'm also, you know what's something weird? I'm hearing AM radio faintly through my headphones. I'm picking up a weird signal from some planet. Okay, let's see. Can I go into something else? I'm letting this happen one more time, I'll tell you that. And then I'll spend all day on the phone today and I'll try this again tomorrow. But it's just so random, for real. I'm really, really sorry. Okay, thanks for the suggestion. Great. I want to watch this. I haven't watched this one yet. Pete Davidson threw Kanye West under the bus, all while owning Yeezy. And again, how much of a fan can you be of Kid Cudi if you despise Kanye West like this? I haven't watched this yet. I haven't had the guts. But Ariana Grande even posted a clip of this. She had the nerve to post a clip of this on her Instagram story, saying, I love you like Kanye loves Kanye, which is the fucking hackest meme. I even yelled at a Kanye fan account yesterday for posting this. They still think it's so funny to go, who loves themselves like Kanye loves Kanye? Stop with that. That was literally, how many years ago was that?
Like three.
3 years we're talking about. And they haven't got over this meme. Kanye loves himself so much. Yeah. He said that 3 years ago. It was a joke. So Ariana Grande posted that while her husband is bashing Kanye. We're going to watch this for the first time together. Is this the full clip or an article here? Yeah. Weekend update. Pete Davidson on Weekend Update. This is going to drive some people mad. Let's see what Pete dared to do. Now, I'll say this. Pete, you were invited to the Kanye West listening party. He's been so nice to you. You don't get to go to more listening parties. You don't get to be friends with Kanye West anymore after this, okay? You're his enemy now. And I hope Kanye does something secretly behind the scenes to get back at you for this. Let's watch.
Last week, Kanye West performed on the show, and afterwards he gave an unplanned speech to the audience in support of Donald Trump. Here with his reaction to Kanye's speech is Pete Davidson.
First off, a lot of people thought Che should be the one to talk about Kanye.
Che.
But we discussed it, you know, because Che's black. But, like, I'm crazy, and we both know which side of Kanye is at the wheel right now.
Wow. Yeah. So, this is a musical guess that they have that they're just shitting on.
A good start. So speaking strictly for myself, what Kanye said after we went off the air last week was one of the worst, like, most awkward things I've ever seen here. And I've seen Chevy Chase speak to an intern. And we all had to stand behind him. And here's what it looked like. So, like,
that inspires me.
I'm like on the left. I'm like, oh, God.
Why?
But I'm like, I want a career. So I leave.
Unbelievable. Oh, wow. This is worse and more offensive than I expected. They're cheering. Look at that. You fucking.
So Kanye is wearing a MAGA hat. That's what it's called. It's stupid. Yeah. And he started by saying people backstage tried to bully him into not wearing it. He wore it all week. Like, nobody told him not to wear it. Like, I wish I bullied you. I wish I would have suggested that, you know, it might upset some people, like your wife or every black person ever.
Whoa. You know,
I wish someone bullied me into not wearing
really
this hat.
You know, I really need it. I am... That drug overdose can't come soon enough. That's self-harm. Can't come soon enough. Start cutting your thighs, Pete. Drain yourself. I really need someone. Do me a favor. Email me, mike@redbarradio.net. This is a serious request. To show me what Donald Trump specifically has done to black people. For real. We're gonna really investigate this. Because they keep saying that Donald Trump is against black people. I'm here too, right? I've been around since this whole thing started. This must be a major blind spot with me. I must have missed something huge. Don't tell me today. Email it to mike@redbarradio.net. Mike, this is what Trump has specifically done to black people. And then we'll go over it next show. Because I am at a loss here. I didn't know he did anything mean to black people, ever. You know? So I really want to hear that because they keep repeating that over and over again. Oh, wow. How could you support Trump with what he does to black people? Maybe somebody actually answered in the chat. He gave them jobs. He says they're apes. Is that true? No way.
Can you imagine that t-shirt was the second stupidest thing I was wearing? Then Kanye said that Democrats broke up black families with welfare, and that's slavery is not real. Do you know how wrong about politics you have to be for, like, me to notice? You know how annoying that is? Like, Kanye is a genius, but, like, a musical genius. You know, like Joey Chestnut is a hot dog eating genius, you know, but I don't want to hear Joey Chestnut's opinion about things that aren't hot dog related.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you.
Okay. Looks like we are down again. You know, we're going to take a quick little break and figure out what we're going to do here again. So sorry. I promise you I'm going to figure this out. Okay, we'll see you soon.